Praise the Lord. If you have your Bible tonight, turn to Nehemiah chapter 1. Nehemiah chapter 1. The Bible says in verse 5, "And I said, I beseech thee, O Lord, God of heaven, the great and terrible God that keepeth covenant and mercy for them that love Him and observe His commandments. Let thine ear now be attentive and thine eyes open, that thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant, which I pray before thee now, day and night, for the children of Israel, thy servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against thee. Both I and my father's house have sinned." The Bible says we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. He goes on and says, "We have dealt very corruptly against thee, and have not kept the commandments, nor the statutes, nor the judgments which thou commandest thy servant Moses. But remember, I beseech thee, the word that thou commandest thy servant Moses, saying, if you transgress, I will scatter you abroad among the nations. But if you turn unto me and keep my commandments and do them, though there were of you cast out unto the uttermost part of the heaven, yet will I gather them from thence and will bring them unto the place that I have chosen to set my name there. Now these are thy servants and thy people whom thou hast redeemed by thy great power and by thy strong hand. O Lord, I beseech thee, let now thine ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servant and to the prayer of thy servants who desire to fear thy name and prosper. I pray thee, thy servant this day, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man, for I was the king's cupbearer." I want to preach just a little while tonight, if God will be my help, on this thought. Remind God and claim the promises. Amen? Remind God and claim the promises. As we see this tonight, and we see Nehemiah, and he's there at the king's house, he, as I read in your hearing, he's the king's cupbearer. And one of the saints of God come from Jerusalem, and they told Nehemiah the things that was taking place back in Jerusalem, how they were reproach upon Jerusalem, how the walls was being torn down. I want to say tonight there's a whole lot of walls that's being torn down. I'm talking about walls that was sure and steadfast that this old world and the devil would like to tear down. But I'm glad tonight that we've got a God who loves us enough. Praise God to help us to rebuild the walls, to take back that we've lost and claim victory over death and hell tonight. Oh, I praise God tonight because He has given us that victory. When we remember to remind God of the promises that we have, I believe old Nehemiah was praying here and seeking God's face with all his heart. It said in verse 4, it came to pass, "When I heard these words, that I sat down and wept and mourned certain days and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven." Amen. Nehemiah began to cry out to God, realizing and recognizing who God was, that He was that ultimate power over his life, and how much he needed God in every aspect of that life. That help that he had to give him from the throne of grace, that help that was ministered down to him, praise God, from a God that loved him. Amen. And God began to touch his heart. Oh, would to God tonight that God would begin to touch our hearts again like He does and He has in days of old. That we could get a burden on our hearts for our fellow man and for the lost in this world. But it seems sad to me as when you go out into the world and you look around, you can't even find nobody that's concerned about anybody. I mean, these folks tonight that's not even concerned about their own soul. It seems like there's so many that's unconcerned. I want to know, for a lot of time, there was a lot of folks that was deceived and didn't know no better than doing what they did. But I'm afraid we've come to a point, even in these United States of America, where we have people that's just unconcerned and just really don't care. But I'm glad there's still a God who cares for us and loves us. Amen. And He wants to take care of us with a godly care and minister to our needs. But we see Nehemiah tonight as he begins to lift up his voice and to cry out to God. And it caught my eye the other day when I was reading this. Praise God. Well, he said, hey, listen, Lord. He said, I know who you are. He said, help us to observe your commandments. He said, let your ear be attentive to that servant of God. Amen. He began to cry out. And Nehemiah began to remind God of the things, praise God, that God had promised. Amen. Glory be to God. I believe when we begin to cry out and remind God of the precious promises, Brother Charles, those exceeding great and precious promises that God has offered us. He put it out there. And he said, these are yours to have. Amen. And praise God, what we need to do tonight, glory be to God, is just claim the promises. Amen. Amen. Just claim the promises. Amen. I pray it don't matter what you need tonight. Praise God. God, amen, there's a promise for the need. Yeah. Amen. God's got a promise in here that'll take care of that need, that situation, that whatever it is, praise God. God's got a promise that'll overcome that situation. Amen. When we just remind God, praise God, that He promised to watch over us and keep us. God promised to keep, amen, always be there for us. And He's promised that He'd never leave us nor forsake us. Nehemiah goes on and he says, verse 8, he says, remember, I beseech thee, the word that thou commandest thy servant Moses, saying, if ye transgress, I will scatter you abroad among the nations. But if ye turn unto me, amen. He said, but I like it when God puts the buts in there. Amen. Because things is a turning around. Amen. Praise God. He said, hey, he said, but if you turn unto me and keep my commandments and do them, though there were of you scattered, cast out into the uttermost part of heaven, yet will I gather them from thence and will bring them unto the place that I have chosen to set my name. Amen. He said, glory be to God. Hey, God, he said, Nehemiah said, God, you remember your promise, your servant Moses, praise God. If your people would turn from their wicked way, amen, come to you and follow you, praise God, you offered them some exceeding great and precious promises. Amen. Praise the Lord. I wonder what kind of promises you got tonight. You got all that you need in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We have the promises. Amen. When we just remind God and just claim our promises. I want to give you some promises tonight. Some promises that God has made you. And see, sometimes the devil gets us down and he gets us discouraged. Amen. But I praise God tonight. God says if you get down and get discouraged, then we just need to ask God for some courage. Amen. Praise the Lord. That courage that we need. What do you say? You said to just remind God and claim Joshua 1 and 9. He said, have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Amen. Glory be to God. When the discourager comes along and he says, you know what? Why don't you just give up and quit? You can't do nothing anyway. Praise God. He said, remember that God has offered you some promises. Praise God. And just claim the promise God's promised you. Amen. He told Joshua, praise God. He said, have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. It wasn't a suggestion. Amen. Praise God. Hey, we need to stand up today and be strong for the Lord. Amen. He didn't say be strong, be courageous if you'd like to. He said then be strong and be courageous if it fits into your plan, if it's convenient. But he said be strong and of a good courage. Praise God. You say, well, preacher, we're living in diverse times, different than we've ever lived in before. And they're adverse times, hard times. Amen. But we ain't seen nothing yet. Amen. These hard times are coming. But praise God, we can trust in the Lord, praise God, and just claim Joshua 1:9. Praise God, that we're just going to encourage ourselves in the Lord. He said, don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed. Don't be discouraged. Praise God. Just put your faith in the Lord. You say, well, preacher, I get out there and I don't know what to do. Praise God. Well, just put your faith in the Lord. Praise God. He does. He said, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Amen. He said, no matter where you go, praise God. He said, there he is. Amen. Yeah, you can't get away from him if you want to. Amen. He's right there. Praise God. When discouragement comes, praise God. When you need courage. Amen. David said, I just encourage myself in the Lord. Amen. When everybody else is being discouraging. Praise God. He said, I encourage myself in the Lord. The Lord told Joshua, He said, hey, I've commanded you. He said, be strong and of a good courage. Praise the Lord. So what do? You just claim God's word, glory to God. Say, man, I'm going to be strong and courageous, praise God, because God told me I could be. When everybody else around us, praise God, wants you to quit, amen, when everybody else around you is putting you down, talking bad about you, praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. For your, if they're putting you down for your good works in the Lord, amen, glory, hallelujah. Amen. Hey, listen, if they put you down, they're leaving somebody else alone. As I figured out, if they're a bad mouth me, putting me down, then they're leaving somebody else alone for a minute. I say, God be the glory. Amen. But He said we can remind God that we have some promises and just claim the promises. Praise the Lord. You need hope in your life. Praise God, just claim the promises. Amen. In Romans chapter 15, verse 13. He says this, He said, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. So if you need hope tonight, praise God, just claim Romans 15, 13. Praise, say, God, the good God of glory, praise God, you fill me with that hope that you have. It comes from the throne of grace. It comes from you, and it fills me up to overflowing. I'm just going to hope, put my faith and my trust in you, because God, you're the one that's going to do it. You're the one that's going to give me the power I need, the encouragement I need. Amen. You're going to want to help me finish well this course that we're running. We're living today, it's a day and an hour. The whole world is telling our children, well, you know what? You need to, there's a different way that you need to go. There's different things you need to, there's things that you need to accept that God says is wrong. Amen. You say, how do you get my hope, putting our hope, our faith, our trust in the Lord? Amen. We need that hope tonight. And he says in Romans 15, 13, we can just claim the promise that He give us. That God's filled you with joy and peace and believing. The hope is overflowing, praise God. When hope begins to overflow, it runs out in joy and peace down in your heart. Amen. Praise the Lord. You get beside yourself. He says, how do you get it? You get it in believing. Amen. You get it in believing in your, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. So he says what we have here when we abound in, praise God, is the power that God gives us, amen, through hope, through the power of the Holy Spirit of God. Bless His holy name. Amen. Just remind God and claim the promise that He's promised us the hope. That's faith with expectation that we're looking for a good end result in the Lord. That we might finish well. Amen. That we might finish well. Praise the Lord. That's what Paul was looking for. He was looking to finish well. That was his whole objective. He said that I won't become shipwrecked, that God won't put me on a shelf. But praise God, I keep plowing on for the good cause of Christ. Amen. You need courage? Call on the Lord. Joshua 1:9. If you need hope, praise God, call on the Lord. Claim the prize. Claim the promise. Amen. Do you feel weak? You feel like sometimes you need a little bit of strength? That your strength is a failure. Praise God, just claim 2 Corinthians 12 and 9. Paul says, and he said unto me, and now Paul, this is after Paul had made supplications three times to the Lord, amen, to remove that thorn that was in his flesh. And the Lord said, as he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of God may rest upon me. Paul said, I'll just settle in here where I'm at. Praise God. He said, these light afflictions I'm going through, the feelings of my infirmities, my weakness, my lack of strength. He said, if it'll bring glory to God, so be it. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. When I'm weak, amen. When I'm on my knees, I'm crying out to Him. He said, I've never been stronger. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He said, the Lord said, my grace is sufficient for you. Amen. Praise God, no matter what we're going to do, God said, I'll get you through this. Amen. I'll deliver you safe on the other side. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's kind of like a baseball game. The devil would like to tag you out a whole lot of times. But the Lord says, praise God, He said, glory to God, He said, Brother Bill, He said, I'll just slide you through safe. Amen. the good umpire in heaven, glory to God, he says, save! Amen. Every time the devil tries to tag you out, praise God. I thought about that the night as I was reading this. I thought, glory be to God. It's just like a baseball game. The devil's trying to tag you out at every base. But glory be to God. The Lord lets you slide in. Amen. Glory be to God. And the umpire says, save. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. One day in a little while, praise God, we're going to all be saved. Praise the Lord. We need strength. We get the strength to know that from the Lord. Amen. He empowers us, praise God. He said, I'll glory in my infirmities, my weaknesses, and my lack of strength, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. So I could just keep giving Him the glory. When I'm being ridiculed and put down, when I'm being beaten and battered, praise God, by things of the world. He said, then that's when I'm strongest. Amen. Because I know that God's going to bring me through that. Praise the Lord. God has a way to do it now. Amen. When He begins to give you that peace that passes understanding. It's a deep settled peace comes there. What we do is just remind God and claim Isaiah 26:3. He said, thou wilt keep me in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. Amen. Praise God. When we remind God, praise God, and we claim the promise that He's given us of that perfect peace. Amen. You know how many people in this world are searching for perfect peace? They're searching and they're searching, they're looking to find and never finding peace in their hearts. There's multitudes upon multitudes of people just like me and you that go out of here every day with no peace in their heart. But He said that peace that passeth understanding, praise God. He said He'll keep you in perfect peace. Whose mind is stayed on thee. Why? Because he trusteth in thee. When we put our faith and trust in him, praise God, the Bible says there's a deep settled peace that comes on us. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you don't have peace, amen, just remind God and claim the prize. Claim the promise. Say, Lord, I need peace. Amen. From the throne of grace. Bless His name. What a Savior. What a Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You say, what was Nehemiah doing? He was just reminding God and claiming the promise. Amen. Me and you can do the same thing today, praise God. We can claim the promises of this book. Amen. There's many, many, many promises, praise God, and we just need to claim them. Amen. Put our name on them. Right up there. Praise God. I need strength. Mine. Amen. Claim the promise. He said, well, preacher, I just don't know enough about this to get in. You need wisdom. Praise the Lord. In James chapter 1, just claim James 1:5. He said, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Amen. Amen. Praise God, if your adversary, the devil, is a war of mine, so walk about seeking whom he may devour, and you need wisdom to overcome the devil. Praise God, we just need to ask God, amen, and claim the promises. Praise God. He'll give us wisdom to overcome the devil. Amen. Our adversary, all we have to do is just remind God, praise God, and claim the promise. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad for the promises of God? Bless His holy name. We just have to remember that we have a God, amen, who's made us all these promises, amen. He gave us a whole book full of promises. And we just have to just bring them up to God and say, Lord, we just claim the promise. Amen. You say, well, preacher, what kind of father wouldn't fulfill his promise? Now, earthly father might let you down. But our Heavenly Father, He's the ultimate promise keeper. Amen. He will keep His promise. And when we ask Him for these things, when He sees that we have a need, amen, He says He'll give you that wisdom you need. He says He'll give you that strength you need. He'll give you that hope you need. Amen. He'll give you the courage that you need. Just to stand and having done all stead. Praise God, when we put our trust in Him, when we just remind God and claim the promises for His glory. We do it all for His glory. He said, He giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. He don't rebuke you because you don't know. Amen. What grace there is in a heavenly Father that doesn't rebuke us because we don't know. But said He gives to all men liberally. He pours out wisdom. Amen. He pours out wisdom of Himself, praise God, in a liberal fashion. He said, there's a whole book written about me. Amen. I give you all the information you need to have to know me. Praise the Lord. And my promises. Bless His holy name. So we search out the promises of God. The promises of God, amen, that are there in Him for us. Praise God. In 2 Corinthians 1 and 20, He says, for all the promises of God in Him are yea, and in Him amen, unto the glory of God by us. Praise the Lord. He said, hey, listen. He said, all the promises are God, amen. He said, are yea and amen. He said, all the promise of God. He said, praise the Lord. He said, all we have to do is claim the promises. Amen. Claim the promises of God. He said, they're all yea and amen. He said, they're yea, they're yes, and that's right. Amen. And we just have to claim those promises. Praise the Lord. He said, unto the glory of God by us. See, that's where it comes to our part, amen. Just saying, you know what, God? I'm just going to claim the promises. Praise the Lord. God be the glory. Remind God, say, Lord, You promised me. Amen. Lord, You promised me my children. Amen. You promised me You'd save them, Lord. And I put my faith in it. Lord, I'm looking for the promise of salvation for my children. Amen.
Amen.
And he said, yes, I know, I promised You that. Amen, that's right. Amen. And see, hey, glory be to God. He said, since You ask, I'm going to take care of that for You.
Amen.
He said, Paul said here, he said, that's how this works. Praise the Lord. When we ask, praise God, of a holy God, when we remind God and we claim those promises, you say, what does it do? Amen. It proves that we trust Him. And we trust His Word. Praise the Lord. He said, let me just wind up with this. Praise God, the whole thing boils down to just taking God at His Word. Amen. That's why this blessed old book is so important. It is the Word of God. And in the Word of God, it contains all these promises. And we just say, Lord, you know, let me just remind You that You made me this promise. I'm claiming that promise. Praise God. And God says, that's right. Amen. And you'll have the promise. Amen. Praise the Lord. You say, well, preacher, that sounds like hocus pocus stuff. No, that sounds like the good God of glory. Amen. The promises even to the saving of a soul. Let me say this evening. I'm done. You got lost loved ones. You got lost children. You got wayward children. You got people that's in bind. You got people that's hurting. You got folks that need help. Praise God. Then you need to be claiming the promises of God. Amen. You say, well, how do I do that? By putting your faith and trust in Him. Say, Lord, I believe You 100%. And God, I'm looking to and expecting You to touch, praise God, in this promise that You've made me. Amen. And then expect God to do His part. Amen. Because He will. God will perform His part when we do ours. Amen. But it comes down to where the rubber meets the road. It's putting our faith and our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Believing according to His Word. You say, well, Pastor, what is that? Because God said so. Amen. And Brother Rex already said in the beginning, praise God, God said it, and I believe it. Why? Because God said so. Amen. And I'm just going to remind Him and claim the promises, praise God, till I get everything satisfied. To where I can get out of here to be with Him. Amen. I'm looking for a city whose builder and maker's God. Amen. And I'm holding out for the promise. Say, God, remember, You promised me a place. Amen. You prepared me a place. You promised me a place. I want You to help me, praise God. Adjust me so You can get me ready for that place. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen. Like I read to you a while ago, and Brother Rex read, I'm looking for God to adjust me. Amen. To get me ready for that. I'm not ready. Amen. But glory be God, when He gets through with me, I will be. Amen. Glory to God, He's going to adjust me. And He's going to give me confidence. Praise God. I'm just going to keep marching on in until I get the glory. Ain't nowhere to stop now. Amen. So what we have to do tonight, youngins, is just remind God and just claim the promises He's made us. Amen. That's just a drop in the bucket of the promises God's give us. Amen. Praise God. I believe Brother Charles read some of these this morning in Sunday school, mentioned these verses. Amen. But it's just what God does for us. Amen. The promises that He's made for us. And we just have to claim those promises. Because like I said a minute ago, God is the ultimate promise keeper. He won't renege on His promise. He won't say, well, I take that back. No. Praise God, it's ours. All we got to do is just believe. Amen. The promises of God are for all those who will believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. For all those that will believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God, that's the only way. The only way to receive of those promises, all the promises God has for us. And there's many, 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 many more promises that God's made for us in the Word of God. And we can claim all of them. Praise God, when you come across a promise that God's made, like we read to you tonight, praise God, just say, and that you need that aspect in your life, just stop and say, God, remember what You said? So Lord, I just claim the promise. Amen. What we do then, we make it ours. Amen. We make it our promise. A promise, He said, to us. Praise the Lord. God said, yea and amen. He said, it's yours. Amen. He said, but you just have to believe. Amen. That you might receive. Praise the Lord.